Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And just so you, in case you hadn't noticed, I have a different background. We have different computers and we are live today with Roger Friedman. And we're going to let Roger introduce himself by way of a video. So take it away, video man.
Is there an America left to save? Hi, I'm Roger Friedman. I'm known as the equal opportunity critic. I'm an anti-rhino, a conservative Republican who understands that our country is in deep trouble and that Americans like you and me are the only ones who can save it. I'm also the author of Erasing America, Broken Politics, Broken Country. A few years ago, I found an old box of my dad's, and as I opened it, my dad's army dog tags climbed to the floor. In a flood, I remembered my dad showing them to me when I was little. He was a sergeant in the U.S. Army Air Force in World War II. He did his part and paid the defense of freedom forward. The memories came back to me like a spark. I remembered him telling me it's easy to sit back and say nothing, to do nothing, that it was important to make a difference, to be part of the solution. I've always followed the news, but then I began reading more closely. I noticed that the number of stories describing threatening government policies had skyrocketed. I exploded in anger. I knew that I could no longer keep quiet about the madness I was reading about each day. I had to make more Americans aware of the increased problems in our country and how our government often is the problem itself and not the solution. Since then, I've written about our nation's problems of socialist policies and how they have placed our nation in a precarious financial position. I offer commentary and solutions. I am dedicated to continuing my dad's mission to defend our freedoms. I come to you asking you to join me. It's time to bring our nation back from the edge of ruin. We must reverse the course our country is on, or we will no longer have a nation. Heed my warning and join the fight, because what we tolerate, we get more of.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. And now we can bring Roger. Well, I'll just give you a little bit more about Roger Allen Friedman is a chartered retirement planning counselor, wealth manager, author, and speaker with over 30 years of experience providing comprehensive wealth management, retirement planning, and investment strategy implementation. Sorry. He is a former senior vice president, wealth management, and senior investment management consultant with Morgan Stanley. And I think that was one of his earlier books. His newest book is, oh no, you can't see it. But anyway, it's called Erasing America. And that's what he was talking about in the video. Welcome, Roger.
Thank you, Hillary. And I love your background. You know, we could take a little swim in the lake, you know, after our podcast.
I don't know if it's sundown or sunset, but anyway, it was better than the green screen. So here we have purple today.
There you go.
So welcome, Roger. So I have been through your books in the last however many hours we spoke, and wow, that's all I can say is wow. I have so many questions, I have so many notes, I have pages, I have everything turned down, and we're just going to see where the conversation
Well,
takes
I
us.
don't know how many answers I'll be able to give you. I'm really good at answering questions, and then people kind of look at me glazed over, like, huh?
Well, I'll just say it like this. What you were saying, that's kind of, oh shoot, what I've been saying. And I know you feel something I read in your book that you're not fond of TikTok, but I have a TikTok. And I know if I want to piss people off, I'll just say something about, politics.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I'm a liar. I'm a this. I'm reading fake news. Where are you getting that crap? I mean, it's literally an attack. So what you were saying about, the thing that got you angry when you started reading about all those policies that were damaging our country, I'll just call it the other side. They don't hear that,
You're exactly correct. Whether you wish to call them liberals, progressive, Democrats, the other side, the left side of the country, however you want
socialist.
to characterize them, when presented with the facts, and Ben Shapiro's a master at this, when presented with the facts, they cannot come back with facts to refute the argument. They make personal attacks. Okay. And when I was president of the debate club at college 712 years ago, I was told you don't attack the person, you attack the argument, and you are always respectful of the person. That lesson seems to have faded into history.
Well, yeah. So I've done other, TikToks about, like bullies. Like, why do you have to call me a liar? Do you know what I mean? Like, and where do you get your facts from? And why do they think that their facts are the truth and our facts are not?
Yes.
And I think, and there are lists, and I have the pages. I think it's 208, with the list of, things that are happening in the country, in the Biden administration. Mortgage rates have doubled, inflation has skyrocketed, our southern borders in crisis mode with millions of illegal aliens flooding into our country due to the refusal of the administration to enforce immigration and border laws. That's just three. But if you try to talk to them about that, or I saw Kamala Harris interviewed on Fox 5. And when I forget who the guy was, but when he was asking her those questions, she just turned it around and said what an idiot Trump is, or whatever her words were.
There's your personal attack.
Yeah. And didn't answer a single question. Now, I have family members, I have friends who are staunch Democrats, and until recently, I didn't even admit that I think Trump is a very strong leader, and I think he's the only one that can save our country. But now I'm getting bolder, but I forget where I was going with that. But so they don't. If I told them any of your sentences here, they would just say fake news. That's because you're watching whatever they call it now, and Fox News. It's not even Fox News, but
Well, I like to
yeah.
go after them with questions. Okay.
Okay.
So, for example, do they believe that all people that have come into the country illegally should be given welfare and health care?
But they'll say that's not true. Where are you watching? Like,
No,
they won't.
it's a question. It's a question. There are
Okay.
people that have
Okay.
come across illegally. The Customs and Border Protection are the ones in the federal government that publish the numbers every month. So I can show you these CPB numbers. Are you saying that the government is lying to you? They're admitting millions of people have come across. I'm simply asking, are they entitled at taxpayer expense to free colleges, debit cards, cell phones, health care, and housing allowances? I'm not saying yes or no. I'm asking the question, are they entitled? And by the way, you're the one paying for it with your tax dollars.
Well, Okay, so then I'll just be them because I get stumped when they do their
Sure.
thing. That's not happening. And you know, again, it's the you're a liar. You know, where are you finding your news? It's like you can't get anywhere with them.
Well, the New York Post and the New York Times reported this week that New York City has spent almost $4.5 billion over the last 3.5 years on housing and providing for illegal immigrants. Are you telling me that the New York Times is lying? Is the Washington Post lying? Is the New York Post lying? Okay.
Okay. I
Okay.
just don't have the facts at my
Yeah.
fingertip, so that's why I get shut down,
Well,
but
I don't have the article right at my fingertips,
but I
but
get it.
what occurs to me is when you see dozens of articles that the illegal migrants, or whatever you want to call them, are living in hotels that are costing the city $300 a night or more. Tell me what services for citizens are being done away with in order to move that money over to pay for the hotels. I have read that in Colorado and Oregon, the Department of Motor Vehicle Bureau hours have been cut, community daycare have been cut, and those monies moved over to pay for housing and caring for illegals. Now, I am not a person that says, these people are horrible. I understand that if they grew up in a village in Honduras or San Salvador and they found out from their cousin, you can come to Idaho, which is in America, and they will give you free money. Everyone's packing their bags and going north. I get it. Everyone wants free stuff.
Okay, who is writing the checks to pay for this? Like,
Well,
under
the
what? So, let's say we have a commitment that America be
right.
great and fiscally responsible and, you know, freedom, you know, like our America. We love our America.
Okay.
That's our commitment. What possible commitment do these people have that is footing the bill for, I'm going to call them illegal aliens, even though you call them a lot of different things in your book.
Well, the government likes to say that they are people with complex immigration statuses. I tend to think that they're illegal aliens. I'm in your
Yes,
camp.
let's just call them illegal aliens for
But
now.
every
I'm just
dollar
discussing.
that is provided to them is coming from either a state
Right.
or
But
local or federal government. So you ask, where does
who's
that money come from?
Well, who's approving this? Why?
The
Like,
politicians. The politicians, but the money is coming from two places. Number one, from taxpayer revenues. Okay, when I pay my federal, state, or local income taxes, that is the money that is being used to provide for these illegals. The other way is when the state of New York, for example, or the federal government issues debt, bonds. Bonds are nothing more than an IOU. When they borrow money, that money then goes into the treasury to be spent. So there are only two places, either debt or revenues from taxation. Those are the two places money comes from to pay for illegals. And I don't want my great grandkids to have to pay off that debt.
Right. But again, why is it in the politician's interest to pay for these people? It
I
makes
have a
no
theory.
sense. Okay,
I
what's your
have a theory that I've
theory?
seen from time to time in the papers. The politicians, their ultimate aim, as far as I'm concerned, is one party rule in America. And if they bring in between 10 and 20 million illegals and somehow wave their magic wand and they become citizens, these people will be so indebted and happy that the Democrats allowed this that they may vote Democrat going forward. Okay? So you'd have a whole lot of new Democrats ensuring virtually one party rule. And if the Democrats are able to take over the Congress and the presidency once again, I have no doubt that the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico will become two more states which are heavily Democratic also, thereby ensuring Republicans are out. They'll also kill the filibuster. They'll kill the Electoral College. One party rule going forward. That scares the living
That's
daylights out of me.
frightening. Yeah. I mean,
It's frightening.
I have a friend who was born in Italy, but she came here at like two. She's been living here all her life, very responsible, has a job, pays her bills, and yet she's not a citizen and can't vote because she wasn't
Okay.
born here. But they're going to let felons who came in here illegally vote.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Why?
Why should an illegal from, and I'll just pick on Honduras again, be able to go to USC cheaper than a kid from New Jersey? That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense that they're here in the first place.
That's right. The
So,
wall
but
should have
how
been
could the
completed.
so how, here's my question. How do we let these lovely Democrats who don't believe a word that anyone says that counteracts what they're being fed as pawns on their news? How do we spread this word and have them start realizing maybe the people they're voting for have an alternate agenda than what they're being
Well,
told.
my best guess is that people are hit hardest when they're hit in the pocketbook. Okay. So think for a minute over the last 3.5 years, interest rates have skyrocketed, mortgage rates have more than doubled, the price of gas on average is $1 a gallon more, foodstuffs have gone up over 21%. And when people realize that they're living hand, paycheck to paycheck, and they can't put aside money anymore, they're going to realize that perhaps the Democrats weren't a good idea after all, and maybe they should not vote them back in.
But I think this is what's happened. This is my opinion. If all they care about with all the stuff that they like, you can't talk to them about inflation or mortgage rates because all they know is Trump is a dictator and a whatever they call him, narcissist and a threat to democracy. I mean, that's in every breath that the Democrats speak on
You're
TV.
exactly
And
right. The biased media is chanting that daily.
so they're more concerned with protecting America from him because of what they're being told over and over and over and over. I heard Kamala Harris saying that the people that were on his cabinet are now talking about how unbalanced he is. I mean, that's all they say. So the
I would love to
people,
be as unbalanced as he is.
yeah, exactly. But they don't. They look, if you're told, look, if I, when I, well, I'll just say it's in my book. When I was married and I was told there was something wrong with me, you're always upset, blah, blah, eventually I started believing it. That's what my first book is about, is returning back to my ungaslighted self. But if you're told over and over every day on every piece of news that he's a threat to democracy and he's unbalanced and look what he did to his wife, whatever they're hearing, I mean, people will yell at me about how terrible he is, and I'm just like, what? I mean, they're like crazy about it. So they're not thinking about their pocketbook. They're only thinking they have to save America from the threat that the Democrats are
Well,
gaslighting
you're right.
them
They
with,
are shouting at the top of their lungs. But a conversation that I had with two 12-year-olds, I was on their podcast. It was great. They were asking me how I could vote for Trump. And I said very, very plainly, in my view, everyone is flawed. Everyone is a flawed human being. Hillary, I'm sorry to say, you are a flawed human being.
I'm the first to admit it. You don't have
Thomas Jefferson
to.
was, George Washington was, Bill Clinton, and a host of others. Okay. So the point is that we're all flawed. And when you're voting for the CEO or the chief executive of the nation, you want to vote for the person with the most experience and the greatest ability to fulfill the needs of that office. One of the key things that people have to get over, and it takes a lot of maturity, is the fact that you don't have to like them in order to vote for them. You just have to believe that at this time, they are the best person for the job. They don't fill a box. They're not black or white, skinny or fat, or from Europe
Male or
or anywhere
female?
else. They're the best person for the job. I don't care who they sleep with. Yes, everyone is flawed. Are they the person that can right the ship, or will they make the ship sink? That's what they have to ask themselves.
Well, one time I said to my Democratic family, who's the one that's going to save Israel, or who's the one for Israel? Oh, they both are, they say. But then they came back with, well, who's for climate control?
Well, stick with Israel for a minute. Biden said, don't attack the oil infrastructure on Karg Island. Don't attack the nuclear facilities. That's exactly what Israel should target, both of them. Okay. And, Bibi has got to stop listening to Biden. Biden's wife doesn't even listen to Biden.
Well, who funded Iran?
Yes. You don't want to go down that road. We'll be here for 5 hours.
But they say, oh, that didn't happen either, because they don't hear it on their news. That's the problem.
Right. NPR, Washington Post. So I read a couple months ago. Do you know what they call the Washington Post now? WAPO. WAPO. And when I was confronted with that, I said, what the hell is a WAPO? Is it like Burger King or something? They said, no, you idiot, that's a Washington Post. And I'm like, who's the idiot?
All right. I don't get it, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, I get it. Wash post. Okay.
Yes,
Whatever. It
yes.
sounds
Yeah.
like an
We're
Italian
supposed to
slang,
know that.
right?
Just like I'm supposed to care what LeBron James, Tom Hanks, and Ellen DeGeneres thinks of the political candidates. I couldn't give a damn. And as a matter of fact, when they say or threaten to leave the country if Mr. Trump is elected, I will buy them Gucci luggage. I will buy them a first-class airline ticket. Hell, I will haul their ass in a limo to the plane, free of charge.
Well, in the olden times, there was only three news stations and they had a half an hour to give news.
And at
Now,
midnight, they went off the air.
and everyone now has an hour to fill, so they gotta find it somewhere. I mean,
24/7. Yes.
who's our heroes now? Right?
I'd like to say Walter Cronkite, but he was a flawed individual too. But he'd be spinning like a turbine in his grave if he saw today's media.
Well, and they're not held accountable, I think.
No, not there's no accountability at all.
I mean, it used to be, remember the New York Post, they would have the, when I lived in the city, it was like front page was the headline. And
Yes.
they were crazy.
Yes, 70-point font. Yes.
And you kind of laughed, like, but it, and I don't think they were held accountable. I don't know. They made some crazy shit up, but anyway,
Well,
it doesn't
I
seem like, it
vividly
seems like people
remember.
can say anything now. And
I vividly remember the headline. I think it was the New York Post or the Daily News. Ford to City, drop dead. When New York City had the budget crisis.
All right. So, all right, so you said what their commitment is. That's fine. Okay. One of the things you say over and over in your book is, well, I don't know if you were talking about people or decisions, but stupid. Like a lot of things were stupid. A lot. I don't know. Were you, I didn't, you know what? I didn't notice you were calling the people stupid or the decisions stupid, but you seem to use that over and over. And you want to say something about that?
Well, there's a smattering of both. So, for example, part of the great infrastructure bill of the Biden administration that Ms. Harris is touting over and over again, If I remember correctly, and forgive me if I misstate it, $6 billion was put aside for electric chargers for cars. And as I read the media over the last 90 days, it appears that eight chargers were built. $6 billion, eight chargers built. If you want something done very, very poorly, ask the federal government to do it. So I'm sure there's a very good reason why nine chargers weren't built or 100, but the articles don't go into that. Okay. Meanwhile, Elon Musk and Tesla have built tens of thousands of chargers. And my guess is they did it for less than $6 billion.
And so, where did the rest of the money go for the
That's a
chargers?
very good question. I didn't get the memo, Hillary. I wasn't read in.
I would like to know.
I'm an inquiring individual. I would like to know. So, another thing is Miss Harris in her commercials says that the southern border wall was a vanity project of President Trump and it served no useful purpose. I mean, how many different ways can I attack those two lines? Because if you take a look at how many people are getting in where there's a big, robust wall, and how many people are getting in where there's no wall, simple arithmetic tells you the wall was working.
So when she says something like that, is she stupid? Like, does she, I know you probably don't know. I'm just working this through here
I
so
think
I
she's a
can
power-hungry
understand.
megalomaniac, but that's just me.
So she knows she's lying. Does she believe what she's saying?
Well,
You know, like.
it doesn't take a whole lot of common sense to see the truth. About a year ago, when she went to the border, she went to the most secure area of the border and looked around and said, "Everything looks fine to me." Meanwhile, a bunch of Congress people went to the border to Eagle Pass, which was a very bad place, and said, "Here's the film. Look at it. These are not actors hired. These are people running across the border and escaping into the heartlands of America." She refuses to see what's in front of her. And she's hoping that by spinning the truth, that people will believe her.
Well, the Democrats obviously do, because that's all they hear. They only hear the border's fine. They
Yeah.
only hear, like you were saying in your book, you know, hey, 8% inflation is great, or what, you know, I forget the number, but you were like, if that's what you hear and someone's telling you that's good, even though, you know, like you knew the facts and the numbers, but
Yeah.
they're believing it because that's all they're hearing. So, you know, the question,
Well, again,
you know.
if they take it to heart and see how their pocketbooks are being decimated, there's a chance that the election will turn things around. But I have a favorite saying, and I hate that I like this saying, but I say it because it's true. Never underestimate the stupidity of the American voter. I wish it were untrue, but I have seen over and over again where it played out exactly true.
And what do you think makes them stupid? Promises, empty
I
promises,
think
or.
it's an inability to see the truth. I have a relative, and I'm going to let that relative remain totally anonymous. I'm not going to tell you if it's a cousin, an aunt, uncle, boy, girl. I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to
Okay.
say that they're in the Midwest, the left, the right.
No.
They're anywhere.
Just a
And this
cousin.
person listens to NPR and reads the Washington Post online. And that's where he or she gets all of their facts. So they are seeing one viewpoint and one viewpoint only. Okay. Why don't they read the Washington Examiner? Take a look at Fox, let them hold their nose. Okay. Look at the Washington Times. Look at anything that has a differing point of view, they refuse. They are closed-minded. And then they tell me I am wrong in my facts when I gather my facts from six or seven different sources across the political spectrum. Okay. Now, let me give you a perfect example. This may hit close to home. So go back to when the Capitol was under attack, okay? And there were all these people rushing the Capitol, the people that went in, and I was told the guards just allowed them in, okay, and stood to the side. But then it came out that President Trump offered Pelosi 10,000 National Guardsmen, guards people, to guard the Capitol and made the same offer to Muriel Bowser, who was the mayor of Washington, D.C. They denied it. And then they lied and said he never said it. Okay. But he said, be peaceful. And he also offered 10,000 National Guardsmen, and they said no. And then they spun it like, oh no, that never happened.
They spun it like it was an insurrection and he's dangerous.
Yeah, and like he led the insurrection
Right.
with a baton
Let's
in his
take
hand,
over. Yeah.
and that's simply an untruth.
But I have people, they're like, they're so disgusted by this insurrection and him, I mean, they're violent. Okay, Republicans, conservatives, they don't hate Democrats. They don't like, it's like, hey, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but those people, they're disgusted by, I mean, they're like, they're crazy,
And they will not have
because
an
they've been
honest,
hearing this. What?
and they
Yeah.
will not have an honest discussion of the facts. They will make a personal attack against you.
Right. And where did they learn that?
You know, you just rang a bell in my head. Okay. So we're roughly the same age. Do you remember taking civics in public school?
Social studies. They
I
didn't call
remember
it
social
civics.
studies, which was
They didn't
American
call it
history.
civics.
Yeah, but I also took
Health.
civics. And a lot of times the girls, they were shunted off to home ec, which
Yes.
was cooking. Yeah. But I remember civics basically tried to instill in us how an American citizen is supposed to act in a republic or a democracy, whatever you want to call it. Okay. That there were certain things expected of an honest citizen. Okay, you wanted to grow up, you wanted to earn a living and not be in jail and raise a family, you know, have a house and a mortgage and 1.2 dogs and everything else. Okay, and that is no longer taught in school. Matter of fact, the American flag has been removed from classrooms. And now there are BLM flags and gay pride flags instead of an American flag, which I vehemently disagree with. Stop the world, Hillary. I want to get off.
Yes. All right. I think we have to go for our commercial break on that note before I throw up over on the side here.
Do you ever feel like you can't say what you really want to say? Or that you're stuck or in a holding pattern in your relationships, career, personal life, or finances? Are there things you want in life that you've given up on? Are you resigned that this is as good as it's going to get? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Hillary Burns, host of the Getting Real with Hillary Show, has the solution you need. Hillary is a published author of 3 books and has a program called the Getting Real Process. This process frees you from what is holding you back, allowing you to create a life you love. Don't believe it? It is hard to believe that it could work, isn't it? The proof is that hundreds of Hillary's clients have used the Getting Real process and are now free to create whatever they want in relationships, career, finances, enjoying life, or just loving themselves more. So go to realtalkwithhillary.com and order Hillary's book, Real Talk, and set up a conversation.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
And thank you, as always, to our sponsor, KikoriApp.com. They are an experiential social emotional learning platform, which I believe teaches kids how to work together, respect each other, and, you know, become good citizens. That's just my opinion. And then, as always, my books, The Real Talk, this Real Talk, you can go to realtalkwithhillary.com, get a copy, take the Real Talk quiz to see how real you are. That's one of the things we've been talking about. This one, well, you can't see it with this, but anyway, there it is. It's called The Second Piece of French Toast. It's my memoir. And this is when I found myself a little gaslighted and how I came back to being responsible for my own life and not being a victim. And then this one, let's see, there it is. Your Bullshit is Your Blessing is also some tools and techniques that I found that had me get from the victim-y kind of resigned side of life to the one where life is fun, joyful, and anything is possible.
That's a great title.
Yes, thank you. My mother still can't believe I used a swear word in the title. She
can't
just
use blessing in a title. No.
Yeah. No, she's still like, you. Yeah. Anyway, she can't get over it, but that's okay. She's 94. She's allowed. So anyway, all right. So back to this. Let's see. What else can we talk about from your book?
Hillary, I have about a half a dozen questions that I'd like to ask you. Because, you know, I try not to piss people off before noon, okay?
Okay, well,
but, you know, I thought that, you know, these questions would give us, you know, good fodder for conversation. So you think that undocumented aliens should qualify for Medicaid and food stamps?
No.
Why?
Next question. Because they shouldn't. They're not citizens.
Okay.
They haven't
good
earned
enough.
It.
Okay.
They don't deserve it. And they should be shipped back to their own country before we spend another dime.
Number two, do you think that American taxpayers should be held responsible to pay back student loan debts?
Yes.
Please explain why.
They took out the loans.
The American taxpayers, not the students.
Oh no, God no, no. People should work. You know, I was going to ask you that question. When I was growing up, we had this work ethic. You know, make money, save money. Like that's the way I grew up. I've met a lot of people who didn't have that, but a lot more of the young people, they don't think they should have to work, or they just don't. I don't know. It's not the same. I don't know when that changed.
You know, Hillary,
we all worked.
You hit the nail on the head. I grew up. My dad was a Times Square entrepreneur. He owned a laundry and dry cleaning company, 60 feet from Times Square. And because I was such a wonderful model of behavior, he requested that I join him at the store after school and on weekends and during summers so he can keep an eye on me, not to, you know, use my wonderful skills to increase his bottom line. Matter of fact, everything that I did, he had to redo because I probably did it wrong. But he was able to keep an eye on me. But I think back to those times at Norton's Laundry, and that created a phenomenal work ethic. I saw how hard my dad worked. I saw him create his prioritized to-do list on a yellow legal pad before he went home for the evening. So he hit the ground running. The next day, he knew exactly what needed to be accomplished. And I got that from him. And that is worth its weight in gold. It's allowed me to have a 40-year successful career. Okay. But I don't know what's become of it. That's a very good question.
Yeah, I don't know when it changed.
Yeah. But I
I mean,
would think
even
that.
getting good grades, weren't you taught to get good grades?
Yeah, although I didn't really succeed at that
Oh, all
too
right.
much. You know, on a good day, I was a B student, but I didn't have many good days. But I would very happily pay for veterans' college education, but not for kids to take gender studies and psychology and the history of Star Trek and Alicia Keys retrospective, you know.
Right.
None of that prepares you for any skills that are in demand in the workplace. Okay. So you and I are absolutely, you know, right on track. Now, do you feel that I'm going to get this wrong? LBTGQ plus should be at the forefront of American foreign policy.
No. Can I tell
Well,
you a story? When I was on
go ahead.
a tour with my daughter of her of college. We were at, I'll just say, University of Connecticut, and I had to use the ladies' room. Well, I found, I think it was a gender neutral bathroom, and I just started laughing. I mean, I was like, it was just so shocking that someone had A, gotten that pass, B, spent the money, and that this was a thing. Like,
Yeah.
and I almost I the I couldn't stop. I mean, I just couldn't stop laughing. And my daughter was like, "What's wrong with you?" They were going to kick me off the tour because I was so out of control. But it's like someone has to have the idea, get it passed, get the money, build it. I mean, there were so many steps that had gone into that. And as you said in your book many times, there's two genders. You know, I interviewed someone who was I think it's intertest.
I don't even know what that is.
She was a hermaphrodite, so she literally had both, but
Yeah,
she was
but
one or
that's
the
like
other.
one in a million.
But she was against all the stuff that they're doing, that people are telling these people who are having sex changes that it's easy to go back. She's like, no, it's not. It ruined her health, you know, with the hormones just to try to be one or the other. So, you know, she was against it. And she, you know, was unfortunate to have that, more fortunate, whichever way you want to look at it, to be born that way. But, you know, she didn't have a choice.
Yeah, they're making
But like,
policy for the exception, not the norm. You know, for example, to tell Somalia or Switzerland or Australia how they should run their foreign policy and why LGBTQ plus rights should enter into the discussion is wrong because that is America forcing its values on other countries. Just like, you know, when China tries to do that to us, we scream bloody murder. Okay.
But why is that even an issue when there's so many more issues? Like, it
Because there
seems
are so
like
many
we.
liberals in the government now, headed by the squad.
So their whole thing is, what is it? Equality versus
DEI. Don't go down our road.
Okay. I mean,
They'll
I remember
probably
the
run
guy.
after us with pitchforks.
I saw someone interviewed, I guess he was a Navy SEAL or one of those guys, and he was like, I don't care. You know, it was when the Navy was using the whatever to
Oh, the
advertise.
Navy has had drag shows
Yeah.
to try to
So,
convince people to sign up.
yeah. So he said, I don't, you know, I just want the most qualified person on the job. If my
Yeah,
life's
I
at
want that
stake.
admiral to be fired.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, but. So, like, where did we get out of being competent or earning the job or, you know, the best person in there? Not everyone's, has the aptitude for certain
Yeah.
things. What happened
You
to
know,
getting the right people in a job?
I wrote about
Do
this
the
last
job.
week. So, what do you know about Navy SEALs?
What do I know?
Yeah. Give me three things you know about Navy SEALs.
Highly trained,
One, that's great. Two,
courageous,
right?
and elite.
Good. Okay. So, let me add to that. They are the tip of the spear. They are the most dangerous, highly trained, lethal part of the military. Probably the Green Berets and Rangers are also, I lump them all together, special forces. And to have these highly trained killers, that's what they are, in DEI classes, being shown equality lessons, it's like you don't feed milk to a barracuda. You do not pet a shark, and you do not offer to give a lion a oral tooth exam. Okay. You steer very, very wide path around them because they will kill you. That's what they were designed to do by Mother Nature or the US government.
But
And the fact that these special forces are in DEI classes,
who's
my
making
brain
those
is exploding.
decisions? Who's making the decision? Who thinks it's a good idea? Like,
Senior Pentagon officials.
seriously?
Seriously.
Were they appointed by a certain party?
I'll bet you they weren't appointed by Trump. That's just a guess on my part.
Well, that's
Okay.
frightening. That's
Yeah.
frightening. I mean,
It is frightening.
I had to
Yeah.
do something for my job where it was, how you phrase things for these gender, and I'm like, who? Oh, I know. It was the New York State. That's why. It was the New York State. It wasn't our company.
Right.
And it was a requirement.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
I mean, someone's spending a lot of money, taxpayers' dollars, to create it, to mandate it. I mean, it's. But
yeah.
they really believe that
The
it's important. Is that why?
reason U.S. Special Forces exist is to have the enemy's soldier die for his country. That's why they exist. You don't put them in DEI classes. You don't parade them around with equality, pina coladas, you know, with little, you know, umbrellas. No, you train the hell out of them. Okay. Now, I got another question for you. Do
Okay.
you feel that marginalized groups, such as non-binaries, transgenders, and others, should have greater representation in federal government offices despite a lack of qualifications?
No. Let me think about that.
Well, you know, right
I don't think
now,
anybody should have. Who should get the job
well, you
despite
know,
lack of
you have a
qualifications?
Harvard-trained lawyer who was the mayor of a small Indiana city of 100,000. He is leading the Department of Transportation. He's a extremely bright person, and he's very, very well spoken. He gets a D minus on how he has done over the last 3.5 years. You have an assistant health education secretary. I think her name is Rachel Levine. It's a man in high heels and lipstick. And she's a doctor. And can you tell me why she was put in that place other than the fact that she is transgender? Okay. To
Why
me,
did the
you
other
put
guy get
people
a
in based
D?
on qualifications and experience, not that they check a box.
Oh, the one who got the D minus, that went to Harvard, why did he do so badly?
Well,
Okay.
this person had no skills
Oh.
to run the Department of
There you go.
Transportation. He was the mayor of a backwater city in the Midwest, but they wanted a gay person in the cabinet, so
Oh,
he was
okay.
chosen.
I thought you were saying he was qualified with the
He was
Harvard.
also a failed presidential candidate. But if you
Okay.
listen to him, he's very, very smart. Okay. It doesn't mean he did a good job. He
Right.
hasn't.
Okay. Wow.
But
Okay, what's our
my
next
point is
mission?
that they're putting people into positions of authority to fail spectacularly because they check a box. They're African American. They're gay. They're transgender. They're a midget. They're short. They're fat. Whatever it is, they're putting people in because they check a box, and that is wrong. You put them in for expertise and qualifications, ethics and judgment.
Right. All
Are
right,
we
what's next?
fun yet?
Yeah. What's next? What's the next
Okay.
question?
Do you think the government should provide a free college education for all?
No, I don't. I don't know where they would get the money. I would think not.
Well, yeah. Well, they well, they,
They could print the
they make
money.
sure the rich pay their fair share, right? That's their go-to line. Because the
Well,
only way they pay for it, because remember, the college has to have maintenance. They have to have janitors. They need heat and air conditioning. They got to pay the professors. They got to
right.
buy chalk and erasers and computers. Okay. And that's coming from debt or it's coming from taxing the citizen. Because the government doesn't have any
So they
money
could have bake
that it can
sale.
give to anyone else.
They could have bake sales and car washes to pay for it.
Yes, and I hear that the Department of Transportation makes wonderful cranberry and walnut cupcakes.
Well,
But the
that's good.
government cannot give to one group until and unless it takes from another group.
Right.
So I can't pay for your gender studies education or sociology degree until you tax the hell out of me. Okay. And then I'm going to look for legal loopholes to lower my taxation, which is not mean. It's just, what was it? Felix Frankfurter on the Supreme Court said, you have the right to arrange your finances in such a way as to pay the least amount of taxes legally. And that's what anyone with a smart CPA would do.
Right. I like Felix.
You're under no compunction to pay the maximum amount of taxes possible. But then again, if on Sunday when you're sitting there having your coffee, if you want to write a check for $10,000 to the US Treasury with a little note, hey, I hear you're having problems. Here's a contribution. Go right ahead. I'm not going to
Let me get my checkbook. Hold on.
do
Okay. All right, good.
it. Okay.
All right, what's next?
Do you feel Republicans are too hung up on fiscal responsibility?
That's funny. Who says that?
I do. It's
No, the answer is
like,
no. But
everyone comes
that's a
back.
funny question.
It's like a balanced, well, we had a balanced budget under Mr. Clinton, for gosh sakes. So it's not impossible. And he was a, starts with a D.
Dumb.
Deranged. No, Democrat. He was a
Yeah.
Democrat. He was a deranged Democrat.
Dumb Democrat.
And he
Yeah.
was over sex,
Wasn't
but
dumb.
we won't go there.
Okay, next.
Well, let's get very, very edgy. Do you think the government should pay for abortions?
No.
I think the person who's getting the abortion should pay for it or their
Yeah.
health insurance provider. Okay. I don't see
You
why I have
know.
to pay for it.
Do you remember? I was just talking to someone yesterday. We used to have a really good health insurance system. It worked. It was great. There was no issues.
Well, it works that he changed
But then Hillary Clinton wanted to do health care reform, and
Yes.
all of a sudden it stopped working. Just saying.
Well,
Just
leave it
saying.
to politicians to screw up what works.
Yeah.
So
Anyway, go on.
you've probably read about the fact that Kamala Harris wants to increase taxes. For mostly everyone except those earning under 400,000. I don't know exactly how that'll work, but I'm told that the richest people in the country don't pay their fair share. Now, Hillary, you are much smarter than I. Would you please tell me what is a fair share? Is it 50%? Is it 75%? Is it 90%? I don't know.
Well, as you said in your book over and over, it's not a tax, it's a spending problem. I think they should focus
Yes.
on their spending problem and leave us alone. And I like what Felix said, that people should pay, what legally they need to pay.
Yeah. And not a penny more.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's not, it shouldn't be our problem that these people are funding all these illegal immigrant things or giving money to foreign people when we need it here in America. That shouldn't be, we shouldn't be taxed for those kinds of, I'll just use, borrow your word, stupid decisions.
No, I get that. And
Yeah.
the fact is that you're right. We don't have a finance problem, we have a spending problem because we are spending money on things that we should not be spending money on at all. Okay.
All right,
And
so I was just told we have 2 minutes to wrap up here. Wow. So, all right. So, thank you so much, Roger, for your willingness, your courage. Your father would be so proud of you. What would you like to leave people with in the next 2 minutes? How can
okay.
they save America
So
or make a difference?
bi-monthly, I write an update. I won't call it a newsletter. You can sign up for free. It's at eocritic.com, short for Equal Opportunity Critic, which my sister coined and has stuck with me. But in it, there's a bunch of videos, there's a bunch of blogs, there's my books. My books are also on Amazon. But I would leave you with this. If I could move you to get off of the couch and to get involved, then I think that I have, fulfilled my purpose because I want you to vote on November 5th. I don't want you to vote often. I just want you to vote once, but I want you to vote as if your family and your grandchildren's livelihoods depended on this. Because our government is addicted to spending. We have to break that habit forcefully and vote these yahoos out of office. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Roger, really, for again, for your commitment to the country, for your books. There's lots of books, not just the four I have. And, especially he's got books on retirement. I know I'm going to get cut off, but he's got retirement success. He's got how to talk to your children about retirement. So all of his wealth experience, he's also puts that in a book, 18 Wealth Sets. Lessons that will transform your thinking. So go check his stuff out, eocritic.com. And thank you so much for
Thank
being
you,
with us
Hillary. Have a great
today.
day.
All right, you too.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started getting real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family, so that we can have a world that's more real.